Blog Talk Radio.
The LaRusha Kane Show.
Hello, beautifuls, and thank you for tuning in to the LaRusha Kane Show on Living Out Loud Radio. I am excited to be with you. Yes, I am. I have my tea. I hope that you have your tea, your coffee, or your favorite beverage as we sit back and chat. Today, I have a phenomenal co-host. I know, I always say phenomenal, but I do mean phenomenal. I have the one and only Arnessa Bennett today on the show, and we'll be discussing love and life. Yes, after 50, love and life after 50. I had opportunity to talk to Arnessa, and she's excited to be with us. She's in the virtual green room, reading her virtual magazine and sipping on her virtual tea with a little glass of water with a splash of lemon on the side. Yeah, she is preparing to come on and share and dish and talk to us about love and life after 50. Well, I want to give you a little bit of information about her listening audience. Arnessa is a phenomenal woman. Arnessa is dedicated to providing professionals, entrepreneurs, and life coaches with the tools they need to live a purposeful, prosperous, and abundant lifestyle. She has transformed over 25 years of corporate training, personal and professional development training, certification as a dementia practitioner, and associate of theology degree, a bachelor of religious arts degree, and a master's in divinity degree, into a full service coaching, speaking, training, and media hosting company. Well, listening audience, I know that you are excited. I know that you just can't wait to hear more about our fabulous, phenomenal co-host. Well, at this time, we ask that you would go on your social platforms and hit up your Facebook family, your Twitter, your tweets, your Instagram buddies, and let them know, hey, it's going down today. Text your sister friends, your mother, your girlfriends. Oh, my God. The ones that are over 50, and let them know that it is going down today on the LaRusha Kane Show with this phenomenal co-host who's ready to just jump in and share. You know, I had her on the show on a segment that I did called Marriage and Relationship, and I had some women that were mothers and they were entrepreneurs and they were wives. They came on and they shared their life, their story. And this particular, I don't want to say young lady, but this fabulosity right here, all things beautiful, gorgeous, and breathtaking, I tell you. She began to share. I loved every last one of the ladies, and I'm looking forward to having them back. But this particular one, she began to share her life and her testimony about things that she's gone through and just her perspective about life over 50 and her husband, Larry. Can't forget him. Hello, Larry. And, you know, him being a widower and just, you know, coming into that family and him having grandchildren. And it was just so beautiful, the things that she shared with us, that I was like, I must have her back to talk to us a little bit more about this. Also, you know, I've had her on the show, I think it was 2014, and she shared with us. But from that moment, you know, I've been following her on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, I've been, you know, stalking. I've been creeping. And she does this thing for women over 40, and I tell you, it's phenomenal. I was like, oh, God, I got to pack my bags, and I just got to go run to this event because it's all things beautiful, all things lovely, all things empowering. It's life-changing, transformational. It's something for women. And from that day forward, I've always wanted to interview her again. I've always wanted to share, to talk, to learn, to glean, to grow, just to get. You know, we're not here by ourselves. There are so many people here that we can learn from, our sister friends. And today, we have a sister friend to the show. So I am not going to prolong our time together. I'm going to bring her live into the show. Hello, Arnessa.
Hello, LaRusha.
How are you doing?
I'm
doing
wonderful. Great.
How are you doing? Good.
It's wonderful here in North Little Rock, Arkansas, Lakewood.
Partly cloudy, but
just a nice day.
Sounds wonderful. You know, I have family in Arkansas. We're in Hot Springs and Little Rock. So when I hear people talk about it, it's like, you know, makes me want to come and visit.
Well, you may need to do that.
I sure will. But, you know, for those, you know, over here in Cali, you know, we are in California, rather. I said Cali. But, you know, they always think we have phenomenal weather. And, you know, today just happened to be a very good day out here. So we have great weather, too, as well.
Good.
Well, I'm going to do this thing that I always do. It's called Top Five. I was out with my husband and two of my girlfriends, and we went to the movies. And at the movie theater, there was a show. Chris Rock was one of the actors, but he was also the producer of the show. And he began to ask a room full of people that were there, who were their favorite top five rappers. Now, I'm not going to ask you about rapping. I will not do that. No. But I want to ask you five questions about you so that our listening audience can learn a little more about you.
Okay.
So you ready to play this game with me?
I am ready.
Okay. All right. Well, if you could read a magazine, which one would it be? A style magazine or travel magazine?
Ooh, that's two of my favorite things. Style or travel? Well, I would have to say travel because that's something that I'm really wanting to do more of at this time. Mm-hmm. Fashion, I kind of got that on lock. That travel, mm-hmm. there are some places that I'm wanting to go.
Okay.
So at this season, it would be the travel magazine.
Okay. Well, good answer. Good answer. All right. Well, number two, if you could live in one of these places, which one would it be? Buckingham Palace, Windsor Palace, or Kingston Palace?
I love antiques, so I would say Buckingham, because from the pictures that I've seen, everything is so opulent, and I love elegant things, and even in my own home, I surround myself with things that I think are beautiful, and I love old things, and I love, because when we bought a house last year, my husband said, okay, we're going to pick a house. And I found a house that was an older house, but it was in a very influential neighborhood. And when I was growing up, this was a neighborhood that I said, one of these days I'm going to live in that neighborhood. And I've gone full circle. So I would say Buckingham Palace.
All right, Buckingham Palace. It is. You know, I've seen beautiful pictures of Buckingham Palace, and that will be the place for me as well. Well, number three. Okay. Which one of these would you prefer? You know, it's a TV show. You know, daytime or nighttime. Which one would you prefer? All My Children, One Life to Live, Dynasty, Falcon Crest, or Dallas?
I would say Dynasty, because one of my childhood memories is Diane Carroll as Julia. And when I think I was like 7 or 8 years old, when I saw her on television, something happened inside me as a little girl. And every time I watched that show, I would say, when I grow up, I'm going to be like her. I'm going to have makeup and my hair and nice outfits. And every once in a while, she would go out to a ball and she would wear these beautiful long gowns. And when we went to, the last time we went to Los Angeles, California, my husband, you know, we did the little tours. And he said, you know, what is something you want to do? I said, I want to see Diane Carroll's star. And he says, Arnessa, he said, there's not a list of where the stars are. We, you know, it's no telling where her star is. So we were getting ready to take a tour on one of the buses, and we were at this little gift shop. And, you know, we were standing up talking, and when I looked down, I was standing on Diane Carroll's star. I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know. So it would have to be Dynasty when she was on there as Dominique Devereaux, and you know, she couldn't sleep in the same room with her clothes. What's so funny, in this home that we bought, we have we took two rooms and made it a master bedroom. So on one side is where we sleep. And the other side is all my clothes and bags and shoes and my vanity. So it's like, I'm living that life, you know, that I've always dreamed of. Yeah, it's just funny that you would ask that question.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's breathtaking. I just want to come and visit your house.
It is so funny how, as a young person, how we get these visions in our mind of how we want our life to be. And I think that's why I love personal and professional development. It's because I truly believe that you can create the life that you want no matter where you are. Far as economics, you know, if you make a little money, if you make a lot of money, you can build the life that you want step by step by step.
Yes. You know, it is absolutely wonderful to hear that, and it's absolutely true. You know, I grew up and my grandmother had a nice home, and you know, I always wanted the house with the picket fence. And that's what I grew up in, you know, in a nice neighborhood. That's what I've always saw, and that's what I was around. And my grandmother, you know, back then they didn't have the perfume bottles. They had the perfume things that they, you know, you pour the perfume in, and you had your own perfumized bottles and things. And
yeah, the atomizers.
And they had the beautiful hand mirrors and the vanity and all of that, and the chaise lounge and the chest and all of that. And so I'm sitting here talking to you, looking at my red chaise lounge because I had to have one, you know, one because this is what I grew up with. So thank you for sharing that with us. Well, I have two more questions. Well, question number four would be, for your leisure time with Larry, your husband, your phenomenal husband, Larry, would you prefer relaxing on the beach, watching the sunset, taking a cruise, or just sitting quietly having dinner with him?
We do all of the above. I mean, in our life, I mean, we've only been married, it'll be in January, it'll be 10 years. And this 9.5 years has gone by so fast, it is so unbelievable. It doesn't seem like it's been 10 years. And we have experienced all the things you just mentioned. We have done all that multiple times. So it would be hard to just pick one, but because it's just a part of our life. It's what we do. And to add to that, we laugh every day. There is always something that we are laughing about. Because he's comical, I'm comical, and when you put us together, I mean, we are always giggling like teenagers.
Love that. You know, we need to laugh more. We need to laugh a lot more. You know, life is serious. Things are serious. And so when you can laugh and you can incorporate that into your relationship and your best friend can be your spouse, and you enjoy each other, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
It is.
Vanessa. Well, question number 5. Oh, God. Now, this question is, if you could go anywhere in the world and go shopping, where would it be?
I would go back to Dubai. When I went to Dubai, it was like experiencing something I had never experienced. They made me feel like royalty. And everything was just so different as far as the architecture, the way you were treated. Like if you go to dinner, they would call you Madame. Madame, is there anything else I could get you? Would you like some cream to go into your coffee? Or, I mean, they just, you know, and I'm an everyday person, but when I went over there, it's like it took me to another level. And I have never been the same. You know, I've always treated myself well, and we're going to talk about that when we talk about love. I've always treated myself well. I've always loved myself. But to be in an environment while the whole time you're there, you're treated like you are a celebrity. And a celebrity, a lot of people don't like that word, but celebrity just means to celebrate someone. And when I was in Dubai, I felt like I was being celebrated. And I'll never forget how that feels. So it would be in the shopping, oh, my goodness. I mean, you can go to the regular malls, and then you can go to the Gold Shook. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So it would be Dubai.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us and playing top five with us because, you know, it just gave us an opportunity to look deeper. And I love your answer when I asked you about the one about Dynasty. You was like, Dennis, like, how did you know?
Really? Oh, my goodness.
I'm just grateful. Well, today our segment is Love and Life After 50. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, you know, I have a lot of friends that are over 50, and they are, the ones that I know, are happy and celebrating their life, and they're like, you know, I feel like I'm just not really living, but then I have some girlfriends that are preparing to turn 50, and they feel like, oh, God, life is over. It's not good. I don't know what to expect. Can I still be myself? Do I have to stop being myself? And all of these different things. And one of the things I talk to them about often, regardless to whatever, is loving themselves and self-care. Was it difficult for you transitioning from your 40s into your 50s or never?
I think in my mid-40s, I had an awakening of you're getting ready to be half of 100. So it's some things that you need to put in place. And at that time, I had gone through a divorce. So I had to relearn who Arnessa was because I had gone from being married to not being married, you know, being on my own. I left Arkansas and I traveled, you know, I said, okay. I had some family members that were in Michigan. They said, you know, come on up to Michigan, you know, have a new start. I didn't like Michigan. I went to Washington, D.C. I didn't like Washington, D.C. Went to Memphis. I didn't like Memphis. So I just prayed one day, and the Holy Spirit said, you need to go back to Arkansas. I'm like, I don't want to go back to Arkansas. And the Holy Spirit said, you need to go back to Arkansas. So I called my ex-employer, and I said, I'm thinking about coming back to Arkansas. And they said, can you be here by this weekend? Because we haven't had anyone to fill your position while you've been gone. Now, this was several months that I had, like almost 6 months that I had been gone. And they were like, can you come back this weekend? And that was like on a Tuesday. I said, well, okay. I said, give me at least a week, and, you know, then I'll be there the following week. And when I came back, that's when Larry saw me, because even when I came back to Arkansas, I was kind of like low profile. The work that I had, I was a manager for a home for mentally challenged adults. They were, it was a way for them to have independent living. So I had a place to live. So I didn't have to worry about finding a place to live. So because I lived there, it was a big house, you know, and I had 5 clients. But I just happened to be driving one day, and my name was on the back of my car, and Larry saw me because he had my number from when I worked in church. And okay. I was on a lot of, you know, different little activities where, in, you know, as far as the church, where, you know, we had a business and professional group, and I would help him with some different things, and then the rest is really history.
Mm-hmm. You know, your life changed drastically, and you went on a search to find, you know, Arnessa, you know. And
yes.
I think for a lot of women, that awakening or that self-discovery, it can be challenging because they don't know sometimes really what they're looking for, and they don't know what they're going to run into, so to speak, or what they're going to still have to deal with. And so instead of changing or instead of going on that journey, decide, I'm not going to do anything. Can you share with us what you learned about yourself in that process of your awakening?
I learned that I am a very strong, independent woman, and that no matter where I go, I'm going to be all right. And when I came back to Arkansas, it's like, okay, I said, I'm going to work on me. And so that's what I was doing. When Larry saw me driving on the freeway, I was on the way to the grocery store because I had lost like almost 100 pounds. I was working out 2 times a day. I was preparing my own food. And, I mean, I just went into training, Arnessa training, where I worked on my mind, body, and soul. And I knew that I would probably get married again, but I wasn't looking to get married. I was just looking to be the best Arnessa I could be. And that's when he found me, because I wasn't looking. You know, of course, when I'm working out and I'm walking, we had this hospital, Baptist Hospital, and I would you know, walked our the home where I worked. It was like a block or two from the hospital, so I would walk down the street and then go around the hospital so many times, because that's what most people did. You know, you would see groups and groups of people walking, and you know, people always thought I looked younger than I am, mm-hmm. because you know, you would have people trying to, hey, you know, like, man, I'm old enough to be your mama, so just go on yes. about your business. But you know, I was just working on me, and I think that's one of the things that if it's nothing else, if you're single and you're close to your 50s and you're not sure what to do, start working on you, mind, body, and soul. Let that be your focus.
You know, I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you said that, because I think so often we're focused on everything else and not ourselves. And self-care mm-hmm. is important. And a lot of times
it's
when we talk about
important.
Self-care, you know, they think we're talking about just, you know, bathing and going outside and, you know, and getting, going to the spa or something or shopping. But it's so much more to self-care than that. And I think as we're transitioning, you know, and I know the segment, you know, the topic of the conversation today is love and life after 50, but the first person we have to love is ourselves before we can
exactly.
love someone else.
Exactly. That is what is so important, because people think they're just supposed to love the other person. But if you don't love yourself, people can look at you and know that you don't love yourself because of the way you treat yourself. And when I coach women and I start talking to them and then I listen to their conversation, I can know if they truly love themselves or not, because it's certain things that you are not gonna do as a woman if you don't love yourself. When I hear some of the conversations, I know, I'm like, okay, she's not loving herself because she's dealing with this, she's dealing with that, she's dealing with this, and I'm like, okay, let me introduce you to someone, and they're like, oh, who do you want to introduce me to? I said, I want to introduce you to yourself. And they're like,
yes.
huh? I said, you need to get to know who you are as a person. I said, you can mm-hmm. tell me everything about the person that they're wanting to date or they're wanting to marry. They can tell me everything. It's like they've done a thesis on this person. But when I ask mm-hmm. them questions about them, well, I hadn't thought about that. Well, I'm not really sure, because you haven't done the work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, they have this expression like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So you have to do the work, you have to love yourself, and you have to have a spiritual relationship with God, because he is going to direct you. The things that I do, they're not in my strength. They're in God's strength. The opportunities that I've had, even when I went to Dubai, it was not on my purse. God divinely worked that out so that I could go to Dubai. So if you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and let him guide you, you're going to see miraculous things happen in your life. Unexpected favor, unexpected blessings, special treatment. I mean, a lot of people ask me, well, how do you get to do this? I'm like, it was God. No, girl, tell me, what did you do? I'm like, just answer the phone and somebody invited me. They're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Because God knows the desires of my heart. And I promise you, he has never failed me. It's even things, you know, you have your needs, but then you also have your wants. He has given me my needs and my wants.
Yes.
And it's like, just to see it come, because you never know where it's going to come from.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes it's almost strangers. You know, you can go to a meeting and I can speak or have an opportunity to be on a panel, and then someone will bless you, someone will give you something, someone will just, you know, do these special things, these deeds, and you're going like, wow. When I left home today, I didn't think that was going to happen, but it did.
Yeah. You know, I'm listening to you, and I'm glad that you shared that about having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times, like I said, we're so focused on who we don't have or what we want when we need to get into right alignment, you know, vertically first, before we worry about the horizontal relationship. And I'm glad you pointed that out. And because of your obedience and you having a relationship, you know, doors and things have been opened to you and for you because of your obedience. And for women that are listening to you right now and saying, okay, Arnessa, you're saying all I have to do is get in right alignment with God and myself.
It
sounds easy. Your life must have been peaches and cream. You know, you did say you had a divorce.
Girl, I am a cancer survivor. Let me tell you just how my life went. I got married when I was 20. I think I was getting ready to turn 22 when I was pregnant with my son. I had gotten married, gotten pregnant, and going in on my regular doctor's appointments, and my doctor tells me, he said, well, next time you come, bring your husband. And I'm thinking, he never comes to my appointments. So, you know, the next time I was scheduled, he came, and he says, you have cancer. I'm like, cancer? What kind of cancer? Because I'm pregnant with my son. And he says, you have cancer of the uterus. And I'm like, isn't that where I hold the baby? You know, I'm thinking, because I'm like 20-some years old, you know, so I'm still kind of like not understanding what he's saying. I said, you're telling me I'm pregnant and I have cancer of the uterus? And he says, yes. And I'm like, oh, you know, and my husband, he was like, oh, my goodness, he didn't know what to say. Like, okay, this girl getting ready to die, she's going to have this baby. I mean, you know, because that was in the 80s, because my son was born in 1982. So, you know, when people had cancer, you know, it was like, they're gone. So he said, we're going to monitor you while you're pregnant, and after you have the baby, then we're going to focus on the cancer. And I'm like, okay. But this is what we didn't do. We didn't go out and tell everybody that I had cancer. We kept it between, you know, my mother, his mother and father. It was like in the immediate family, because we didn't want people telling me, you know, I'm pregnant for one thing. And, you know, when you're pregnant, you go through all kind of emotional things with the hormones going crazy. You know, I didn't want people saying, well, you know, my cousin had cancer, she died, you know. You know, we didn't want to even go through all that. So I was able to have my son. He was healthy. And then that's when we started working on the cancer. I ended up having a partial hysterectomy. They were able to get all the cancer, and they had to monitor me. You know, I had to go back every so often for so many years, because he was saying it was a possibility that it could come back. So my son is 36 years old, and that's how I keep up with it. I'm 36 years cancer-free.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Look at God.
So life for me hasn't been a crystal stairway. I mean, I've gone through some things. But I've always been, my mother used to always say, you are always so enthusiastic, and you just love life. And I do, because I'm glad to be here. And my thought, I'll be turning 59 this year. I'm looking forward to going on the fabulous 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, I believe I'm going to make it to 100 and still look all right. When I look at Cicely Tyson and see how beautiful she looks at almost 100, hey, that's my role model right there. Then I look at Tina Turner, Diane Carroll. I'm like, you know, these ladies take care of themselves, and that's what I'm going to do.
You, oh, God, you have said so much. And you, a lot of people think that because you're talking about this, that, oh, her life has been perfect. So thank you for sharing, you know, a bit of your life with us. But also, a lot of times people think, okay, if I exercise and take care of my physical body, but you're not taking care of your emotional health.
Right.
You know, and you're not dealing with your, you know, your the soul aspect of you and the spiritual aspect of you. You're still off balance. You're still lacking something. And so when you said you got to take care of your whole self, you know, loving your whole self before you can love someone else.
Exactly. And one thing that I tell the ladies that I coach, people, when they come to me, they think it's an opportunity just to tell me all the things that's going bad. And I tell them, hold on. We're here to come up with a solution to get you where you're wanting to go. The first thing you need to do is stop talking about all the bad things.
Yes.
What you focus on magnifies. So if your whole conversation to everyone you talk to is, he treated me wrong, and they don't like me at work, and my children are driving me crazy. If you're always talking negative and what's wrong, that's what's going to keep manifesting in your life. So you need to start talking about how you want your life to be. My husband and I, what we do, you know, there are things that come up that we talk about it and we leave it alone. We don't talk about it anymore. What we do is talk about how we want the outcome to be.
Yes.
Every day is a faith walk. You have to have faith, and you have to believe in what God puts in your mind and what you put in your mind and how you want your life to be. I'm not gonna be around people that are always talking a sad story. That's depressing. I don't have time for that. And I know people go through things. We all go through things. But you do not have to live in that circumstance. You know that that's the problem. So now we got to focus on what we need to do to rectify the problem. We got to come up with a solution and go from there.
Yes, we do. You have to. You say you have to have a picture of what it's going to look like in the end. And I think a lot of times we don't have a picture of that. Just going through life, you know, just letting life happen. And you have to have know where you're trying to go. You have to know, you know, a lot of times people don't know what steps to take. And ladies, if you are, you know, I won't say over 50, but whatever age and stage you're in, and you need personal development, or you are a coach and you need a coach, or you're an entrepreneur and you need help, or whatever it is, Arnessa Bennett is for you. If you need assault, if you want self-care, she's for you.
A matter of fact, for the spring and summer, I have a special going. It's $299, and it's a two-hour extensive coaching session. And what they would do is go on my website, and it's a way for you to pay online. And what you would do, you're going to get a questionnaire after you you sign up, and then we can work on the time that we're going to do this coaching session. So you're going to tell me what you're wanting to work on. And then through that session, that two-hour session, we're going to come up with some solutions to help you with what you're trying to do. One of the things that I'm gifted with is a prophetic anointing, where if you tell me, even when I was in the corporate world and I didn't even know that this is what it was, I just thought I was good at creating.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gift that if you tell me what you're wanting to do, ideas will start coming out of me, you know. And when I'm doing a coaching session, you know, I tell them, I said, look, you need to have a recorder because I'm not going to remember all the ideas that came out. So if you can't write fast enough, you need to record what I say because even when I was in the corporate world, I did so well, and I didn't have my degrees then. But because of my creativity, my enthusiasm, my work ethic, I climbed the ladder. I mean, I was over people who had degrees, even when I didn't have a degree. It's because of that gift. But not until I start going to the church that I'm going to now that I'm able to understand what that gift was. I just thought I was creative. I know now that it's a prophetic gift.
Yes. You know, and a lot of people don't understand that their spiritual gifts and they and what they do go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And they try to separate the two. And I'm like, you can't do it. It doesn't work like that. So you understanding about the prophetic gift that you have and, you know, God has given you insight, you are able to flow in that. And thank God you're at a church now where you are better, you better understand that.
Yeah,
able to do it.
I was going to say Bishop Johnson, but our First Lady Jennifer Johnson, she has opened up a school where she's helping people to understand that gift. And I mean, for years and years, I knew I had something, but I really couldn't define what it was. Until I started training under her. And now I'm like, oh, it's like a light bulb came on. Like, oh, okay, that's what this is. That's why, you know, I'm able to do some of the things that other people are like, golly, this is hard. And I'm like, oh, no, we can do this and we can do that. And now I understand. But it took me almost 50 years to get to a person that truly could explain what the gift was.
You know, I'm glad you said that because that's why it's important to have a mentor. So it's important to have a coach. It's important to have a pastor. It's important to have someone that speaks into your life, that see things about you that you don't see, and to help you to develop that, but also to deal with help you to deal with those issues, you know, because in some of our lives, including myself, I had blind spots. I didn't see certain things about myself, and it took me to want to be better, I was like, wait a minute, something ain't right. And as I was transitioning, getting older, I was like, I want to be my best self. I want to be my best authentic self, and I want to live in my truth and stand in my space and own it. And, you know, that requires you to look at yourself and do your work.
Right.
And that's what I'm seeing. A lot of people don't want to do their work instead of passing the buck and constantly complaining about the issues.
Yeah, you got to do the work.
Yeah, if listen, I can tell you, she is for you. Please connect with Arnessa because she will help you. Now, life after 50, you know, we talked about life and love, you know, self-love and life. But a lot of people think, like I said, a dating situation. So how can a woman prepare themselves for the second half, whether it's, some would say, let's just say dating, because I know that's where a lot of people's mind is at right now. I'm 50. I want to date. What do I do, Arnessa?
Okay, let me tell you. Because my husband and I, we've talked about this a lot. My husband, he's wonderful. We can talk about anything. And he told Arnessa, what you have to understand, I don't care how old the man is, men are visual, so they don't want a woman to look like grandma. And I think some women think just because they're 50 and like I'm almost 60, that you have to look like 50 and 60 look like back in the 70s. Like my age, I'm 58 today. Now, back when my grandmother was 58, they looked old. That's not going to help you. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to look like a floozy, but it does mean that you have to, you know, put on a little lipstick at least, because a lot of people say, well, I don't like makeup. Well, you know, make sure your skin is clear. You know, you're using some kind of skincare treatment so your face is even toned. A lot of people, you know, a lot of ladies, you know, they have an issue with wigs, but most men like hair. So, you know, so my husband, you know, when we first started dating, I've been wearing wigs for years. And so when we first started dating, you know, I know he knew I was wearing a wig, and he, you know, I was like, I just want you to know I have hair. I have a lot of hair. But I choose to wear wigs because I like the look. And it's hard for me to keep up with my own hair. And now that I'm going natural, it's really hard, you know, because people don't realize when your hair is natural and it's down to your shoulders, combing through it is an experience. And sometimes it's a three-hour experience trying to, you know, maintain it. So I just have always, I've always been a glamour girl. And that's what attracted me to Larry. I mean him to me. Because for one thing, when he knew me before, when I went to church, I was a bigger girl. And then after I had left Arkansas and started working on me, doing the work on how I wanted to look, because I wanted to be healthy. Each time I've lost weight, it's always about being healthy, being able to breathe, being able to walk, being able to move. You know, that's what, and even now today, I'm a little heavier than when he first met me, but I'm still, it's always a process of me working on myself. But that's what, when he saw me, he was like, wow. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm the same person. How you doing, Elder Bennett? You know, because when he saw me, we talked about getting together because I had given him some ideas about the business and professional group. And I asked him, I said, did you ever implement any of those ideas I gave you? He's like, no, I need some help, you know. So we just went to dinner. It's just two old church members. But once we sat down, and he took my hand and prayed over the food. When I opened my eyes back up, he did not look like the same person. And I was looking at him, I'm like, in my mind, I'm saying, he looked different than what I mean, it's like, you know, I guess they said the veil was lifted because all of a sudden he looked different. And then we started talking over dinner, and we talked about, I was getting ready to turn 50. He was getting ready to turn 60. So we were talking about, from this point forward, him as a widower, me as a divorcee, how our life, how we wanted our life to be. And I'm a list maker. So I had written a list of, you know, these are the things that I want to do. These are the things that are no longer a part of my life. So when we started talking, it was like he was reading my list. And I'm like, he's saying the same things as on my list. We started talking. We got to the restaurant, I want to say, because he was a little late, so it was about 7:30. And we were just talking over our meal. And I happened to look up and look around, and everybody was gone. We had been talking so much to the restaurant was getting ready to close. So he asked me, he said, can I call you when you get home? I'm like, sure. And we talked, and we were just, I mean, that's what our, first it was just, okay, we're just getting together to talk, but then we were like talking every day or going to dinner. I think that's why I started gaining weight, because it was like, you know, every day we were going to eat, you know, we were going to eat. And then after about a month or so, we started realizing we had a chemistry. We really liked each other. So we started talking about getting married. So from September to January the 3rd, we got married January. So that was like just months. And we were celibate. We did not have premarital sex. And oh my goodness, when I told my mother and my sister that we were not having premarital sex, they laughed at me. They're like, girl, you gonna marry a man? And you, I'm like, no, we not having no premarital sex, because I don't think God would play this trick on me. And so we got married, and like I said, it's been almost 10 years now, and it's like it's been just a couple of years. I mean, we have done so much. We have traveled. We, you know, he's a God-fearing man. I'm a God-fearing woman. We love church. We love people. And it's just a beautiful thing. I feel like this was my real marriage. I mean, it feels different than when I was married before. So it's something to say about really getting to know a person. I think a lot of people mess up when they have premarital sex, because if that's the only thing that you're basing your relationship on, if something happens where either the wife gets sick or the husband gets sick, then what do you have if you don't have a relationship, a commitment to each other, a bond? Because Larry and I, we have a covenant marriage, which means we're not getting divorced. And it seems like, you know, when you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
And now that I really understand, like I said, the church we go to, I really have an understanding of what marriage is. So we know when we say it, to death do us part, it's going to be to death do us part.
Yes. See, listening audience, I told you that she has a wealth of information and knowledge. And, Lord, this is the time I hate. This is the time I got to let you go. Oh, but that's okay.
Already?
Before we panic. I know. That's what I said. But before we say our goodbyes, you know, I felt like Laverne and Shirley for a minute. But before we say our goodbyes, I want to let you know, listen, I mean, she will be back. We will have her back. We're going
to talk about,
you know, being married again. But because she said something, she feels like this is her real marriage, you know. So, and she talked about covenant relationship. So we're going to have her back. We're going to talk about all of that. I promise you. I know. Well, Arnissa, can you share with us again the information that you have for September, I mean, I'm sorry, for the spring and summer, the special that you have going on right now?
If they can go to Arnissa.com and go to the one-on-one coaching page, it has everything on there for them to register. And I have formed a nonprofit organization, so the $2.99 that they spend each time they do their two-hour coaching, it is tax-deductible, so they will be able to use it on their taxes, which is a good thing. And then also, I'm on Instagram as Arnissa Bennett. Please go and follow me. And also, now the Arnissa is more professional stuff, but if you go on Instagram to The Southern Heiress, that's more of my home and fun and food. I'm a low carber, so I show you some of the different foods I eat, some of the places I go. So it's really kind of my fun page on Instagram.
See, she's on IG. Go over there and connect with her. Well, Arnissa, again, this is the time I hate. The time I just have to let you go. But I want to say thank you for being a guest on the LaRusha King Show. And I look forward to having you back for us to talk about the second phase. And you continue to have a phenomenal day.
You too. Love you so much.
Love you too. Thank you so much. Well, listening audience, did you just fall in love with her? I did. two again. Not that I ever fell out, but I just love her. Oh, this is the time, I hate the time that I have to let you go. But I want to say thank you for tuning in to the LaRusha King Show on Living Out Loud Radio. If you would like to continue the chat about this wonderful show today and our fabulous and phenomenal co-host, or you would just like to follow us, we are on Facebook and Instagram under Living Out Loud Radio. Or if you would like to be a guest on the show, hit me up at info.LaRushaKingShow@gmail.com. info.LaRushaKingShow@gmail.com. As always, listening audience, I wanted to say thank you for joining us. Continue to be motivated, encouraged, inspired. Continue your self-care. Know that out of all these beautiful and wonderful people that are on the face of the earth, that God saw fit to create the custom you. Yes, he did. There's no one like you on this earth. We talked about love and life after 50. Well, let's start with what our dancer said. Getting back in right alignment with our Creator, with God. Getting to know ourselves. Knowing Him will help us to know ourselves, to deal with ourselves. Getting into relationship with Him and not religion. And then doing our work, loving ourselves. You know, unpacking that emotional backpack and dealing with that emotional clutter and all of those things that are holding us down and weighing us down. Time to be free, to live free, to love. We can choose to love ourselves and to live, yes, our best life. So, you know, if this show encouraged you, please hit up Arnessa and let her know that you got something. Sign up for a personal development classes, or you go on her page and you see something else and you would like to for her to mentor you or to coach you, let her know. Pay the money and let her help you. I just thank you. And as always, again, thank you for listening to the LaRusha King Show on Living Out Loud Radio, and always continue to have a great day. Until next time, bye-bye.